The Natchez Board of Aldermen reject the mayor's behest to convert part of Duncan Park's tennis venue into pickleball courts. Following the board's 4-2 vote, the city Parks and Recreation Director indicated he's going to resign as arguments continued over the management of the Duncan Park courts. Baton Rouge-based Turner Industries announces plans to build a nuclear fabrication facility in New Iberia and Port Allen.
The announcement means 1,000 new jobs for the state, 500 for each facility. Economic Development Secretary Susan Bourgeois says the facilities will build pipes, modules, and subassemblies for nuclear reactors.
It's making components in one place that can be shipped and transported all over the country.
The announcement was made at the inaugural Louisiana Nuclear Strategy and Supply Chain event. In New Orleans, the state recently announced it was positioning itself to be a central hub for the American nuclear supply chain. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency launched the Local Government Disaster Recovery Emergency Loan Program to assist eligible local governments impacted by the January winter storm. The program will be administered by MEMA and will provide financial assistance to local governments impacted by the storm that struck the state in January. The program has a $125 million loan pool that cities and counties can access to fund recovery efforts while awaiting reimbursement from FEMA. The Louisiana House Education Committee approves legislation that would give Louisiana public colleges the authority to increase tuition by as much as 10% for all graduate, professional, and specialized programs and any undergrad program identified as high cost. Lobbyist Norby Chabert testified in favor of the legislation. He says the money generated from the higher tuition costs would be put to good use.
We hire better teachers. We address deferred maintenance issues. We pay for programs prior that we could not have. We expand faculty to student ratios.
The bill passed on an 8-3 vote and now heads to the House floor. The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 33.76 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.